This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Jealousy. Narrated Jabir ibn Atiq. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "There is jealousy which Allah loves, and jealousy which Allah hates. That which Allah loves is jealousy regarding a matter of doubt, and that which Allah hates is jealousy regarding something which is not doubtful. There is pride which Allah hates, and pride which Allah loves. That which Allah loves is a man's pride when fighting and when giving sadaqah. And that which Allah hates is pride shown by oppression." The narrator Musa said, "By boasting."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Purification of the Soul.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the last episode, we spoke about namima, or tale carrying. And we have spoken so far about a number of the diseases of the soul and heart, about which it is obligatory for Muslims to remove or to control some of these diseases from oneself. Now, the next disease that we're going to look at is something called hasad, or envy. And this is a severe disease, and it can have devastating effects on individuals and societies. It is manifest when one desires that another person loses a blessing that he has. And this could be something tangible or intangible. So for example, a person may have a nice house, a nice job, nice children, a car. But when somebody else desires that one of these blessings be removed from that person, this is called hasad. This is called envy in Islam. Likewise, one can have hasad of another's knowledge or status if he desires that the latter loses any of these blessings. This leads us to another point. What is the difference between hasad or envy and ghibta?
Allahu alam.
That's a very good answer. Allahu alam. Allah knows best. In fact, that's a very praiseworthy thing to say. Imam Malik, the great scholar of Medina, a person came to him and asked him so many questions. And a huge percentage of them, Imam Malik said, the same thing that you said.
Allahu
alam. Allah knows best. Allah knows best. And this is the quality of a believer, that when he doesn't know something, he says, Allahu alam, Allah knows best. And that's good to hear that people still use this statement. The difference between ghibta is that and hasad is that if a person merely desires similar blessings for himself without hoping that the person who has them loses them, then this is not hasad. This is known as ghibta. So the essence of hasad is to desire that someone loses a blessing that he has. So we understand the difference between ghibta and hasad. Hasad, or envy, is not just jealousy, but it means its envy is about when you desire that somebody else loses a benefit, loses a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. As for ghibta, ghibta is simply desiring something similar, not the same thing. So if somebody, for example, he has a nice car, one can desire another similar car to that, or even a better car. There's no problem in this. But when one desires that same car, this is called hasad, envy. Or if one desires that that person loses this car, loses this blessing, this is called hasad in Islam. Now, the disease of envy is a cancer, and it can have some very powerful and evil effects on a person, and in fact, on the whole of society. It is condemned in many hadiths. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that envy or hasad eats away good deeds like fire eats away firewood. And this is because envy can lead to hatred, to animosity, ill feeling. It can cause further disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can take some examples of envy to see the detrimental effect that it has on a person and on society.
I think an excellent example is that in a classroom, maybe there's a student who's very, very smart, mashallah, he's doing excellent in his academic studies, and there might be another pupil who thinks, who you know, has envy of his intellect, and he starts to wish, oh, I wish he didn't have the intellect, instead I wish I had that.
Yeah, so he can say, if it's okay for him to say, I wish I had that as well, something similar to that. I wish I was doing just as well as this person. But what is the thing that's prohibited in envy? That he wishes that that person loses this blessing. Let's have another example, Gurus.
Again, in the workplace, I think. Because someone might see another employee and, you know, he, because he's quite clever, you know, intelligent, you know, he gets promoted, he gets higher, you know, better positions.
Well, he may not be clever or intelligent, but still gets promoted. So yeah. A person says, why is he getting promoted? Why am I not getting promoted? Mm. And he wishes that that person loses that blessing. Mm. Yeah. Another example?
And in football,
yeah,
when two players in the same position, one of them is regular and the other is substitute, the substitute player wishes that the other player form would be get close and loses his techniques. And
that's contrary to what you're supposed to desire. You're supposed to desire that your team members play well so that you can actually score the goals. Yeah. And this is how envy actually changes a person's intention, he harbors ill feeling, and so on and so forth. Envy can cause further disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it did this in the first sin committed in the heavens, as well as the first sin that was committed on the earth. What was the first sin that was committed in the heavens, Gurras?
It was the envy that Shaitan was saying, why should I prostrate to him?
Yes, the story of Iblis. And what was the first sin committed on the earth?
Was it the murder?
The murder. Murder of Habil and Qabil. Qabil murdered Habil. Why?
Because he was envious.
Because he was envious. Iblis, we'll go to the first story. Iblis, he was a jinn. Allah says, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. He used to be of the jinn. And he used to be in the company of the angels because of his high status and abundance of worship. In other words, he was a pious person, a pious jinn. However, he was envious of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam because the latter had been made the successor on the earth instead of Iblis. And this led him to being arrogant, and he consequently refused to obey Allah's command to prostrate to Adam. So first of all, we have the envy. This led to him being arrogant. It also led to him being racist. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ You created me from fire, and you created him from clay. So again, all these sins, one by one by one. Envy, and then arrogance, and then racism, and then he refused to prostrate to Adam. All of these sins, and I'm sure if we looked at the episode more and more, in more detail, then we'd find many, many more sins that Iblis actually committed, all because of his envy. So in the end, he refused to prostrate to Adam. After his sin, he refused to seek forgiveness. And instead he argued that he was actually better than Adam. Adam was created from clay, while he was created from fire. So envy can cause a domino effect. And it can lead to many other dangerous sins. It can cause rift between brothers, as it did with the two sons of Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, Habil and Qabil. Now Adam and Hawa, they were given children in pairs. They were given children in pairs, two, 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 and so on and so forth. And in their law, in their Sharia, the male from one twin would marry the female of another twin, from another couple. So you'd have one boy, one girl, and you'd have another boy and another girl together. But each, the boy from this twin must marry the girl from this twin. He can't marry the girl from his own twin. Mm-hmm. And likewise, vice versa. Now Habil was therefore to marry the twin of Qabil, the twin sister of Qabil. And Qabil was supposed to marry Qabil was supposed to marry the twin of Habil. However, Qabil wanted to marry his own twin sister, who he said was more beautiful than Habil's twin. So this led to him being jealous, envious. They went to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to arbitrate between them. And Adam told them to each sacrifice something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one whose sacrifice was accepted would marry Qabil's twin sister. And so they were going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a sense to arbitrate. How did they know that the sacrifice was accepted? Allah would send a fire. And this would happen regularly with the prophets of old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a fire. And that fire would take the sacrifice of the one whose sacrifice was accepted. So the sacrifice of Habil was accepted, and this enraged Qabil further. His envy knew no bounds, and then he struck Habil and killed him. And Habil, when Qabil told him, "I'm going to kill you," Habil said, "Well, I'm not going to raise my hand against you. I'm not going to kill you. Okay, I fear Allah, and I want to take your sins," because he knew, I want to give you my sins, and I will take your good deeds, because these are transgressed against him. So Habil was killed by Qabil because of this envy, and then he went away and he became a fire worshipper. He actually became a fire worshipper in some narrations. So we can see how evil and dangerous the sin of envy is. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Do not be envious of one another. Do not cut ties with one another. Do not hate one another. And do not turn away from one another. O worshippers of Allah, be brothers." So we can see how evil this disease of envy is, and how it leads from one sin to another, to another, to another, and how it leads to a person disobeying Allah more and more and more from these two examples that we've mentioned. After the break, inshallah, we'll have a look, we'll touch more on this point. Assalamu alaikum.
And people need each other's, need scholars more than they need to drink and eat. Because even regarding what we drink and eat, we may not be able to figure out which is permissible and which is not. Quran is not preserved in the books only. The seerah of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is not preserved in the books only, but in the hearts of men. In the hearts of people who have devoted their time to seeking knowledge. Belief and trust, tawakkul, that none could take place without the knowledge of Allah.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were looking at envy. What is the definition of hasad or envy in Islam, Muhammad?
It's when a person, he wishes he had the same object or quality of a person for himself, and he wishes that that person loses it.
Yes, and this is the crux. What is the crux of envy?
That you wish for something which someone else has, so that he is deprived of it.
You wish that he loses the blessing. This is the key factor here. The crux is not that you wish it for yourself, because that is included in ghibta as well. And we said not all types of ghibta is haram. But we said that envy, the crux of envy, is to wish that somebody else loses a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that person. Let's have some more examples of envy, real life situations where perhaps envy has caused a person to do something horrible.
Yeah, when a poor person wishes that God removes as a blessing of money from rich one, so that they can have this blessing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one that you can say is that, for instance, there might be a painter who is very good with his hands, therefore he paints excellent pictures and images. And there might be another painter who is not so adept at what he does. So he may begin to wish, I wish that person didn't have that at all, so I can become better.
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why people have envy, is because, and we'll see this later inshallah, we'll see how a person, he gets envious because he wants other people to praise him. And so he wishes that the other person, he doesn't have those blessings of the blessings of talent, for example. And that's something intangible. That's something intangible, but a person can be envious of that. Gulam Ras.
There's examples that you hear of that, a person is jealous of another person who's rich, who's got a beautiful wife or something like that. So, he would go to extreme measures as to even, killing such a person so that he can marry his wife, take his wealth, etc.
Very pertinent topic.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sure we've heard of that as well. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the thing I fear most for my nation is that there comes to be an abundance of wealth among them, and this leads them to be envious of one another and to fight one another. So you can see that hadith very clearly mentions that in there. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the thing that I fear most for my ummah. One of the things that he fears most for his ummah.
Is it because that this leads on to other things?
Exactly, like killing, as
killing,
he said.
Anger.
In reality, when a person is envious of another and wishes that the latter be removed of a blessing, then he's actually doubting the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's actually questioning his decision. Because ultimately, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decided which favors to give which people. And that's why a poet once said, O you who envies the blessing that I have, do you know whom you have wronged? You have wronged Allah for his decision by not being pleased with the gift he gave. And this is the essence of envy. When a person says that, actually, I wish that person didn't get this blessing. What is he saying? In reality, what he's saying is, I'm not happy with the will of Allah. I'm not happy with the decision of Allah. Allah is the one who blessed. Because what is a ni'mah? Ni'mah or blessing, it's something that Allah bestows upon a person. This is what the word ni'mah means in Arabic. When somebody says, you have a ni'mah, or I have a ni'mah, it means Allah has bestowed this blessing on this individual. So when someone wishes that another person loses a ni'mah, or a blessing, then in reality he's wishing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give him that. He's questioning the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it's so disgusting, a sin. So what are the causes of envy? The causes of envy are many. The first and foremost is enmity and hatred. And this is one of the severest causes of envy. Because when a person has hatred and enmity in his heart for someone, then animosity begins to settle in his heart. And this animosity needs to be treated. And it causes the person to desire revenge. If he's unable to get some kind of revenge to reduce this animosity, then actually what happens is this animosity turns into envy. The person yearns for his enemy to lose any blessings that he has. Every time his enemy is blessed and he hears about it, then his anger increases. His blood boils. He gets enraged. And every time his enemy is faced with any kind of misfortune, he gets happy. He gets content. And this is one of the primary reasons for envy. Let's have a look at some of the statements of people on the street.
It's when a person hates good things to happen to others and he only wants them to happen to him.
Of course, the first person was Shaitan, when he was envious from Adam because he got all the respect from God and angels. And he felt that he was a better creature because he was created from fire and Adam was created from clay. So he was envious because of that fact. He thought he was better than Adam.
I think the first one to be envious in the earth is two sons of the Prophet Adam, Qabil and Habil. When they were in fight, each one of the two sons was trying to get the wife of the other because she is much beautiful. So however, the situation escalated and one of them killed his brother for the beauty of his brother's wife.
Some of the causes could be from fear or fear of failure, or failure if a person feels like he's a failure. He could envy someone, and when someone usually compares himself to someone else, someone in specific, that causes envy as well.
Well, people can envy for many reasons. Some of these reasons that you might have more money, or you might have a better social life. Other things, people may envy you because of no reason. It might be hatred inside of them.
Some very relevant examples given there. We're talking about the causes of envy. The causes of envy. What is the first cause of envy?
Hatred.
Or perhaps the most dangerous cause
of hatred.
Envy? Hatred. Hatred, animosity.
Enmity.
And this leads to person hating that another person gets any kind of blessing.
Greed, maybe greed.
Sometimes greed. It leads to greed as well. But in this example or this cause, the person hates the other person so much that he cannot stand when Allah gives him a blessing. He can't stand it. This is my enemy. Why is Allah giving him a blessing? Okay, so it's not necessarily greed in this particular cause. Okay, and there are a number of causes. This is the first cause.
Can you say dissatisfaction as well?
Dissatisfaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, if you like, in a sense, yeah. The second cause of envy is low self-esteem. And this is to feel that one's significance is compromised when someone else has attained something, and to find difficulty in watching someone overtake him. So whenever someone else is given knowledge or wealth, for example, the person gets an inferiority complex, and this leads him to desire that blessing, that blessing is removed from the other person, and that is envy. Okay, so this is different from the first cause. The first cause is enmity and animosity towards a person is envy. But here this is low self-esteem. He feels that my something of mine will be compromised. Okay, I have low self-esteem. Something will be compromised when I see other people overtaking me. And therefore anyone, it goes to anyone who gets any kind of blessing that is going to compromise myself. And this is a cause of envy. The third cause of envy is pride and arrogance. Now this is when a person sees another advancing ahead of him and he thinks that the other person is not worthy of this blessing. It's not about himself now. It's not like the previous cause. It was about himself. He thought that somebody's going to overtake him. But now there's the other way around. He's proud. He's haughty. He's arrogant. So he fears that the other person, by overtaking him, he says he's not worthy of it.
And the best example for this is Iblis.
Exactly, Iblis. Why is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam not... Why was he given the successorship on the earth? Yes, that's a very good example. So he thinks that the other person is not worthy of this blessing. And he is proud and he thinks himself better than the other. And he wishes that the blessing is removed from the other. And this was, as you said, this was the case of Iblis. And also this was the case of the disbelievers of Quraysh at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah says, and they say, he's reporting from the disbelievers of Quraysh. Why was this Qur'an not sent down to a leading man in either of the two cities? They could not accept the fact that a young orphan man, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he was given revelation even though he was not a chief from one of the two major cities of Mecca or Taif. How could they possibly obey such a person? So they were jealous. They were envious out of their pride and arrogance. The fourth cause of envy is that a person is astonished. He's amazed. And this is when people are amazed and astonished that others are distinguished from them. How can someone lower or equal to them receive a blessing that they do not have? And this was the case of some of the nations before us to whom the prophets were sent from among themselves. So they said, should we believe in two men like us, like in Surah Mu'minun? And also some of them said, if you obey a human being just like yourselves, then you are certainly of the losers. Again in Surah Al-Mu'minun. So again, this is another reason why a person fears has envy. The fifth reason of envy is that a person fears losing his own aims. And this usually is the case when a number of people seek a common goal. So in that situation, each party is envious of another when the other party is blessed with something. Blessed with something that helps to achieve the common goal. And we can see this in sibling rivalry. Okay, when siblings compete with one another for their parents' love and attention. When co-wives compete with one another to win the heart of their husband. Or when the students of a teacher vie to get a higher status in the eyes of their teacher. So if the rival gains something for the common purpose, the siblings, the co-wives and the fellow students, they all get jealous, they get envious, as they see this as compromising their own goal. So this is another reason for envy. And we mentioned this in some of the examples that we took before. Inshallah, in the next episode, we'll have a recap on these causes of envy. And we'll look at some more examples about this. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum.